will feature both head coaches, Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy and Colorado's Mike McIntyre. Coach Gundy, if you could start the press conference with opening remark, please.
Well, again, we want to thank Valero and the Alamo Bowl staff, Wells Fargo. We've had a terrific week. San Antonio, the people in the community, it's been fantastic. The food, the atmosphere, Alamo Heights, our practice facilities, the Marriott Hotel staff. As always, it's been great. It's been, I don't know, 4 or 5 years since we've been here, and there's been considerable changes with the bowl, and they've been fantastic. So it's really been a great week for us. Looking forward to playing the game. Coach and I were just joking that, you know, you get places and you hurry up and wait and do it, and then you get ready to play a game. So we're looking forward to it. As I've said, very excited about playing Colorado, a team that's had a tremendous season, plays hard, very, very well coached. I feel like this is the best bowl matchup of the year. Again, I know how everybody feels about the playoffs, but terrific matchup with quarterbacks that have had great success, skilled players at the wideout spot, the running back spot. Colorado's defense, as I had mentioned, could very well be the best defense that we played in the secondary. I know they've got six guys on that side of the ball being evaluated by the NFL. So it's a great matchup. A lot of respect for Coach to be able to win the awards that that he's won this year. I'm sure he feels like those are staff awards, but has done a tremendous job. So looking forward to the game, and hopefully we can put on a good show for you guys.
Thank you, Coach McIntyre.
Yes, our young men have had a great time and here in San Antonio. It's been a blast. Our guys hadn't been to a bowl for a long time, and our fans are really enjoying it, I know, and so it's exciting. We keep watching Oklahoma State on film day after day, and, you know, they're extremely talented, it's going to be a very, very tough contest. Mike's done a great job for a long, long time and has an excellent, excellent program. And so our guys are excited about getting ready to play, and we're ready to. Mike and I were talking. He just said earlier, you know, it's kind of like your first game of the year. You know, you get ready to play, and now we're ready to go. And we still got a day and a half, it seems like, before we get there. So, but we're excited about being here.
Thank you, Coach. Questions? Raise hand. Everything today will be from the podium.
Coach Gundy, we'll start with you on the lightest note possible, I think. After this game, will you or will you not retire the mullet?
You know, if I would have known, it would have been such a distraction, I would have cut my hair in August. But I think I'm going to make that decision based on my 12-year-old's grades. And if he improves in his math classes, then I'll cut it. Otherwise, I may antagonize him for another month or two. I have had one request to keep it until media day next August, but I don't know if I could go that far. But it's been a lot of fun with the players.
And one quick follow-up to that. You said it started because of a disagreement with you and your son, and that eventually you'd grow it until you got your way. Is it safe to say that you've gotten your way?
Well, they're very embarrassed. So as a parent that has teenage boys, you can understand that I've gotten my point across to them. But I also make it clear there was really no argument. I make all the calls in the house. So, except for with it's her. Yeah, now I'm talking about with my children.
Okay, all right.
Now, I after the TCU game, I told you guys that, you know, I got hit in the face in the TCU game. And I did admit that I hadn't been hit that hard in at least a week since I came home late and asked for supper.
So. Other questions? Front, middle.
Hey, Coach Gundy. The announcement yesterday, the official announcement by Mason and James to come back and be part of the team again next year, obviously huge for the program, but, you know, their individual legacies just continue to have a chance to grow. What could you see sort of when they, this time next year, when we come to the end of their careers, what could you see, you know, sort of their place in OSU history being at that point?
Well, they've been very fortunate to have each other. They're quality young men that work hard. They're very dedicated. They're humble. They understand the team. What I've been most pleased with those guys is throughout their career, there's been times that that we run the ball more based on the defense we see, and they're okay with it. A lot of times, James doesn't get a lot of passes based on what we see. And neither one of them come to us and say, I need more touches. But hopefully they can stay healthy. They've been great leaders for our team, and guys like that only come through every so often. And you all of you out there know that you follow the game closely in you know, Little League, high school, all levels of college ball in the NFL. If your quarterback's playing pretty good and you have a guy that is a tough guy that'll take a chance, you got a chance to have a good team. And that's really where they're at. So we were very excited about them making the decision to come back and be a part of our team next year.
Other questions?
Does that mean they get to play in the bowl game? Or are you going to hold them out for next year?
We're still going to sign them up for the bowl
game.
Okay,
oh, shucks.
Now, I thought about if you you maybe want to trade that freshman you have. Let's see if I can trade for him.
Questions?
For Coach Gundy, I know Larry Coker dropped by practice this week. What were those conversations like? And I'm sure it was nice to see him.
It was good to see Coach Coker. You know, he goes way back with our family and in coaching, coaching me in college, and then obviously with my brother, and big part of the Oklahoma State family. And it's good to see him, and he's doing very well. You know, it's interesting when you're around those guys that have been involved in the game for really 50 years. How much they miss it when they're out of it. But it's good to have guys, people like Coach Coker stop by practice.
Front.
Mike McIntyre, can you, Coach McIntyre, put into words again just how meaningful this bowl game is for Colorado to return to a bowl game after all these years?
Well, you know, we were the last team in the major conferences to not go to a bowl, so it's a big deal. Our young men heard it every day. I've heard it every day since I've been there. So now to kind of get that monkey off your back is good. Also, this senior class, to end it this way, it means a great deal. It shows that if you keep putting forth great work ethic and not listen to everybody and just keep working hard, that you can accomplish a lot of goals. And so it's a great life lesson along that. And then for our fans, for our student body, they're really excited about being here and going to a bowl game. So it rejuvenizes that. Hopefully it'll sell more season tickets for us next year and just keep growing our program. So it definitely is a big deal to be in this bowl game, and then playing against an excellent football team that I feel like is definitely a top 10 football team. You probably don't, if they don't have that crazy play at the beginning of the year, they are. And they're an excellent, excellent football team, and it's going to be a great game.
Other questions? James, or another one for you, John. Go ahead, John.
Coach Gundy, I know that crazy play is history now. You've probably put it behind you, but if anyone maybe had a legitimate gripe, it's you guys. Is that, you know, how much of that plays into your preparation for this game at all?
Well, we approached it afterwards that yeah, there'll be situations in life that our players are faced with that aren't fair. We all know that the older you get. And at that time, our focus had to be the next game, which was Pitt. So we made sure that we understood you can't change some things. You can only move forward. We talk about that in organization, control what you can control. And once we found that it was out of our hands, we moved forward. And I had made comments on it throughout the year just based on my personal opinion in the situation. But it's interesting with young people, our players, the millennial age, they move so fast with the information they have and social media and what's out there. They go to whatever's popular the next day. And that is one area that makes coaching a little easier than it did years ago, is that they move on to the next subject so fast that I don't really think that they put much thought into it at this time.
Yeah, for Coach McIntyre, pardon my voice. Colorado is a place that has national championship, has competed for Big 12 championships. When you got there and you've achieved this rebuild to where you're at right now, I know you don't want to live in the past, but what were some of the challenges you had to overcome specific to Colorado?
Well, the past, we embrace the past. We really do. It's everywhere. You know, you walk by the Heisman Trophy, Rashawn Salaam, who we lost this year. And, you walk by the National Championship Trophy. That's the first thing our guys walk in when they walk into our new locker room every day. We have a ring room and a National Championship Trophy sitting right there. So we embrace it. And it's a great thing. The other side of it is when we got there, you know, our program was really down. We were the worst program in major college football. Our facility, Coach Rick George has built new facilities for us. So now we're back up at the top of the echelon in the facility area. Everybody's embraced us. The fan base has come back. So all of that is there. And, we just needed to, I guess, put a little bit more water on it, a little bit more fertilizer on it, and it'll grow again because the history is great. And then I think the other thing is the cool thing that we have, and I bring back a lot of players to speak to our guys from the different time areas, and all of them to a man came back and said, hey, our history is great, but you need to set your own legacy and your own history. And our kids kept hearing that from guy after guy. Matter of fact, they said, we're tired of hearing about our past. We want to see the new future. And that meant a lot. And we've embraced our former players, and they come around practice, and they come around at different times, and I love having them back. So we embrace that. We're very proud of our history, but these young men now want to make their own legacy, and then they're starting to do that.
Coach Gundy, it was reported, I think, earlier this week that J.W. Walsh was hired at ACU as a full-time assistant. Wondering if you talked to him yet and sort of what your reaction is that just 2 years out of college now, he's on a full-time kind of gig like that.
I have not talked to him. I had discussions with our staff and actually a couple of the players that have. And it doesn't surprise me. He's got a long history as, dad, one of the most successful high school coaches in Texas football, and he's really a coach on the field. If you want your son to grow up and be like him, that he's going to do everything right all the time, and he doesn't see obstacles or roadblocks. He pushes through, and so he'll spend some time there, and I'm going to guess he'll move on, and before long he'll be at a pretty high level, and I would say at some point, probably back at Oklahoma State.
Hey, Coach Gundy, chance to get, double-digit wins, a fifth season in 7 years for this program. I think the total wins you guys have had over the last 4 or 5 years ranks among the best in the country. What is the significance of seeing double-digit wins for the program again?
Well, I think those, those comments are positive for a program. In doing this for a long time now, each week is a new challenge. You guys that follow us know that, my comments will always be that no matter if you have a big win on Saturday or a tough loss, the most important and key ingredient in college football is to be able to come back Sunday and go to work. And so we're playing a great football team, and it's a challenge. And we're responsible as coaches to get our players prepared during that time to play the very best that they can. And then once it's kicked off, they have to go out and have fun. In a sense, they're warriors, they're gladiators, the guys that play this game. But the game has to be fun for them, and that's the challenge. We always want to win, but it's important that they go out and have fun after they've dedicated themselves to the team in preparation for each game.
Coach McIntyre, when you play in a championship game like you guys got to do a month ago, obviously the emotions are high. Winning it is elating, and then losing it obviously hurts a lot. What were the keys over the few days after that game to kind of heal guys and to get them back ready to where they're prepared for this kind of big stage today or tomorrow?
Yeah, playing in the Pac-12 championship game was an exciting event for our team, and it's a – It's a kind of like a mini bowl situation, and a lot of pomp and circumstance around it. You know, we didn't play as well as we would like. Washington had a lot to do with that, of course. But we came back, started back to work, watched the film, put it behind us. They went on and took exams, and then when we started on Oklahoma State, we started just like we would any other game, and approached it that way. And our, you know, the guys. Mike talks about they get over it pretty quick. Coaches linger on it a little bit longer. So as coaches, you have to make sure you don't enforce that last game as much and let it carry you with you so you don't make a negativity on your players. So our coaches and staff did a great job of that. And then once they watched tape on Oklahoma State, they got nervous, started watching. Our players realized how good they are and are excited about playing in this game.
Coach McIntyre, college football is not a patient game. Campus about an hour north here, Charlie Strong asked for patience, asked for fourth season. He didn't get it. What were those conversations like for you with your administration as you're going through this rebuild? What did you have to ask for? Did you have to ask for anything for more time?
No, I didn't. We were so bad when we got there. So, and just a little bit of improvement. So they saw improvement every year, even though we were short on the scoreboard a lot of times, you could see our team improving. You know, when I first got there, when people were asking you if we can just stay to halftime, that's what people asked me, literally. And we didn't stay to halftime all the time the first few years. But then we got it going. And last year was a year where I felt like our young men really matured and understood what they needed to do to be successful. We kept building them, and we were able to retain players. We had the biggest junior-senior class they've had since the 2001 team that won the Big 12. And so the retention was a big thing I noticed when I got to CU. Players were not staying. They had small senior classes. Matter of fact, one of our fifth-year seniors got up and talked, said there was only seven seniors in his first class when he got here. You're not going to win that way. And so we've been able to do that. And our president, our chancellor, our AD have been phenomenal. Everybody associated with us, even David Platty's been awesome. So it's been it's been neat. And I think I just hit the right time when everybody understood where we were going, and they were thriving to be successful, and we were able to do that. And we just kept building to try to get better.
For Coach McIntyre, Mike, there's been a lot of conversation about the fact that in your two regular season losses, you didn't have Seppo Lufau at USC, and then, of course, in the second half about Michigan. In that Michigan game, you also lost Derek McCartney in that game, one of the cornerstones of your defense. Talk about the process of overcoming that and not having a guy that was a backbone of your defense and still ending up the season with a defense ranked atop the Pac-12.
You know, Derek, it was interesting in that game. Seppo goes down. Most of Colorado people don't know this. Seppo goes down, and then we kick the football off, and our kicker blows his Achilles, who was having a phenomenal year. And then the next play on defense, Derek McCartney tears his knee up. All three of those guys are roommates. So the house they live in, nobody will ever live in again. I've already told them when they all are gone. So, but losing Derek, Derek is going to New Orleans after this game for the Good Works Bowl. He was one of the 11 people picked for the Good Works. He's just a phenomenal leader for us, too. He's a legacy. He's Coach Mack's grandson. So he means a lot to our program in a lot of ways. And, you know, he's 6'5" and a half. He's 255 pounds. He can rush the passer. He's a force. So we definitely missed him, and we had to tweak a few things. And that's one of the reasons you see Ryan Moeller. That kind of developed another area for we felt like playing Ryan Moeller, because we started playing some more teams that were spread teams. And so we kind of tweaked a little bit. But missing Derek is big. The great thing about Derek is he'll be back next year. He's going to be going to med school. He's already started his prerequisites for that. So we're excited about having Derek back. But he was a big loss, not only on the football field, but off. But we had a strong senior class, and they filled in well for him.
For Coach Mack, your team returned 56 upperclassmen this year. It's the most out of any Pac-12 school. What kind of mentality and work ethic have these older guys instilled in some of the younger guys in the program that are going to shoulder this team in years to come?
Yes, they built it. You know, that the culture they've developed, it's good when you don't really have to say much as a head coach on work ethic and being on time and how they're supposed to be dressed, and they just do it. And so that's what I've seen, is the work ethic and them holding each other accountable. There was a couple times I went down to summer workouts, and there's guys standing outside the gate. They won't let them in because they didn't get there early enough. And so then the players ended up punishing them. So it was, they just had a great mentality of, they understood what it took. I've always said, as you come in as a freshman, you just kind of want to be part of the team. If you get to play, you're happy. As a sophomore, you want to play. You just want to play. And then as a junior and senior, you just want to win. And so as you kind of keep that mentality going, and they pass it down to the younger guys, and that they've done that, we just got to keep the culture going and restart it after this bowl game with a new group of guys.
Coach Mack, have you thought at all about what it's going to be like to see Sefo Lufau walk off the field for the last time tomorrow in a Colorado uniform?
No, I don't want to do that. So enjoy watching him play his last game, and the other seniors, just like Mike enjoy watching his seniors play. And then after that, in the locker room, and you'll kind of do, there'll be a time that I'll think about it. But right now I'm just thinking about us finding a way to try to win the football game.
For Coach Gundy, Jenny touched on this a little bit earlier, but you bring back Washington, Aitman comes back for his redshirt year. When you look at this receiving corps, what you have, what you're set to bring in, could it rank among some of the best receivers you've had all together at the same time in program history, just based on what these guys have done already?
We're very fortunate to have a really quality group of mature receivers that have had a considerable amount of experience playing in big games. With the addition of Aitman coming back, really we lose Seals and Austin Hayes. Stoner was able to play for some this year until he hurt his foot, and then we'll get him back. And then we've got some young players that we feel really good about. So they could be a good group if they put the work in like they have in the past and stay humble and understand the commitment to the team, they'll have a chance to be a pretty good group of receivers. I kind of envision running, playing three to four of them, four plays, and then running four more in and doing that throughout the game if we're fortunate enough for them to stay healthy and stay on track.
All right, some final questions. First one, middle back.
Coach Gundy, can you talk about the significance, the impact that Jordan Stearns had on this program, four-year starter, and just the unique opportunities getting to play his last game in his hometown?
Yeah, Jordan's been a great leader for us, as Coach was talking about with the seniors, and they learn to lead and bring the young players along. Stearns is a throwback player. He kind of goes back to the days of the 80s of guys that will strike you and enjoy the contact. You know, it goes against human nature for two people to want to run into each other. And there's some players that are somewhat genetically unbalanced, and they're willing to do that. And Stearns has been one of those guys up to this point. So his toughness, his leadership, kind of what he stood for, has really helped bring our football team along over the last few years. And, he's from right here in San Antonio. I'm excited about him. And we're looking forward to his future down the line. But certainly we're going to miss him when he leaves.
Coach McIntyre, you mentioned earlier you lost one of the greats in the program history in Rashaan Salaam. Do you have anything planned as a team to commemorate him at the game?
Yeah, we're going to wear a decal on our helmet for Rashaan, and so honor him that way. And, our guys walk by his trophy every day, and there's flowers around it now, and so it's something that we notice every single day. I just remember I didn't know Rashaan real, real well. I got to know him these last 4 years. I remember seeing him play as a player, of course, on television. But every time I remember Rashaan is he always had a great smile, he was very, very humble. I really appreciate Rashawn and what he did for the CU program.
Final two questions.
Coach Gundy, you were just asked about your outstanding receiving core. I'm wondering, a comment from your perspective on the challenge then of facing what Coach McIntyre puts out there on the back end of his defense.
You have to be play-by-play or have some back, right?
Yeah,
okay, all right. I was going to say you're in the wrong profession otherwise. You've got to get on game day. So, and the other comment I was making, they brought up the giving coach the time or whatever, and I know it wasn't a big issue, but it's a very smart move with the administration at Colorado to do that. Great move on their part. But I said this earlier that I think this is the best back end that we faced all year. They have range. They're long. They'll attack you. They'll go up. They'll challenge for the ball. And the different style of aggressiveness in the back end has presented a lot of issues for teams they've played, and is difficult to find a way to attack. So I think it's going to be one of the neat matchups. We've got a few receivers that can make some plays, and they've got guys back there that have had tremendous success, and that's what makes this such a great bowl game, along with all of them. But I think that'll be a matchup that everybody will be really excited about watching.
How have you felt about the job Coach Tumpkin has done coaching your defense these last few weeks, and will we see him kind of put his own spin on things tomorrow night?
Joe's done an excellent job, and so has Charles Clark and Jim Jeffcoat and everybody that's been working with them. It's been good. We'll keep doing the same thing. You can't change. We'll keep doing the same thing we've been doing, and we just gotta play better than Oklahoma State does, and they want to play better than we do. But talking about their receiver core and their quarterback, they're excellent. Excellent, excellent. It reminds me of USC, and which they have excellent ones. And so that's what I think we're playing. I think we're lining up against USC's receivers and quarterback, and they're special players.
Thank you, Coach McIntyre, Coach Gundy.